Good morning. We're going to read a scripture from Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. Let me read it to you. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. The title for this morning's sermon is Choose Fear for Peace. Choose fear for peace. Choose. Do we make choices, or do choices make us? We're talking about how to choose certain things in our lives, because every moment of our life is making decisions. The Proverbs 9:10 tells that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. When you choose wisely, if you want to choose wisely, you know, we need a spiritual wisdom. What is a spiritual wisdom? It's the fearing our holy God. The Lord is referring to the Holy One. So if you want to make a good, wise choices, first thing we have to do is fearing Holy God. Once we do that, the fearing Holy God leading us to having a peaceful mind. So choose fear for peace. That's what we want to learn this morning. First, choose spiritual wisdom. We want to be wise people. But what we need is a spiritual wisdom. Not just a wisdom that the Holy Spirit gives us, that wisdom. Colossians chapter 1 verse 9 says that we need to pray about it. Having that spiritual wisdom, which we really need, not only for us, but, you know, if you want to give a gift to your children, we can give them money and help them to get a job, and, well, we can give them a love, many things we can give. But first, the most important, greatest gift for our children is having this discerning knowledge, how to make good choices. Because when we look back in our lives, you know, I wish I should not have made that choice, because we know the result of whole thing as we have lived our whole life. It says, Colossians chapter 9, verse 1, chapter 1, verse 9, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of Holy One, His will. How do we get that will? How do you understand God's will for my life? That is in all spiritual wisdom and spiritual understanding. That's what we really need for me and for us, for our children, all of us. So, answer to the question, do we make choices, or do our choices make us? Answer is both is correct, but the order is different. First, we make our choices, then consequences of all our making choices is our choices make us. Happy or unhappy? So very first, the skill of our life is that spiritual wisdom that really we need. Because if we longing for a good consequences of my making choices. Some wise choices have resulted in a happy marriage, or having a great job, or you will have a personal deep satisfaction. But sometimes the bad choices or fool's choices have resulted in ending up destroying marriage, or losing job, or we go through the suffering or shame. So I really want to pray for that spiritual wisdom, because we know what's waiting for me right after whenever I made that choices. Because I wish there's any way I can turn back the hands of time. Well, we did it this morning, right? Didn't we? 1 hour. 1 hour. But in reality, can you turn back the hands of clock so we can make another choice? Wise choices? In our relationship, I should not meet with these people. What, gangsters? They influenced, you know, my whole life in a bad way. I thought they loved me, and because of the peer pressure, there could be many, many reasons how I ended up this relationship. What, this kind of job that I took, that's why our children, they really put that thought, you know, what do I really want, and what kind of job that I, what is purpose for my life? We're always thinking about, but we cannot turn back our clock. Once you made a choice, you will have consequences. I should not spend my money for that one. I wasted all of my money, incomes. Maybe some people use their money for, you know, gambling or anything. Yes. Even we wish so hard, we can't turn our time back. We cannot. That is why we really need to pray about having this spiritual wisdom, because consequences follow any choices we make. So that's why we need to learn, and even the wisest man on the earth, the King Solomon, told us we really have to make wise choices. After they observed the King Solomon, who he is, and all people praise him in King, 1 Kings chapter 3, 28 says, all the people stood in awe of the King Solomon because they perceived that the wisdom of God was in him. Thus, Bible gives a command that Solomon, this is my word. This is how you have to judge anything. This is my instruction, and saying that if anybody comes to you and asking your judgment, your discernment, and this is a situation. Two ladies just wake up in the morning and are just claiming that this live child belongs to me. There's only one child and one son. And both two women claiming that that is my own son. Has Bible explicitly explained what to do in that kind of situation? But Bible doesn't tell us that kind of principle. But the Bible says he had wisdom of God. not from God's word, but spiritual wisdom he had. Without God is telling him, written down in the Bible, but his spirit moves him to how to discern this kind of conflict. So he just told all the people, bring the sword and divide this like a child into two, and exactly the same size, give one woman and the other woman. And the one woman was yearning for, loving for this only child. I said, please do not divide, do not kill him. And the other woman doesn't care about, that's not mine, it's not yours, just divide it. So it just explained who is a real mom. Solomon discerns how to act when there is no clear word from God. That's what we call spiritual wisdom. Because he has a spirit. Spirit is telling us how to apply God's principle in any circumstances. That is why we have to pray every moment, every time, asking God, I need your spiritual wisdom, filled with the knowledge of God's will. What should I do, my Lord? So it's very important to choose spiritual wisdom. The wise people, according to Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And verse 9 says, wisdom, that knowledge is about wisdom. The fools is taking their wisdom as worthless. They despise. But the wise people love God's wisdom, spiritual wisdom. What is wisdom? The answer just we can find out right in this chapter 9 and chapter 1 says, fearing the Lord is the key to have spiritual wisdom. Wise people fear the Lord, love the Lord, love God's wisdom, his word, spiritual wisdom, and they will have peaceful life, which follows wise choices. But as Bible says, fools despise, they do not fear the Lord. Whatever God is telling us, that is religion, that is what God is telling, but my gut's telling, yeah, this is what I'm supposed to do. This is what I like to do. Fools despise God's wisdom, so a troubled life consequently follows a fool's choices. That is a principle. So we have to choose spiritual wisdom, that spiritual wisdom chooses fearing God. Proverbs 9:10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Who is the Lord? Knowledge of the Holy One is the wise thing for us to do. Do we remember when there's a Ten Commandments was given to the Israelites right after they have been saved from the slavery troubled life in Egypt, and they were in the underneath the, you know, the holiest mountain, the Sinai, and God has spoken to the, this people. It's the Ten Commandments begins in Exodus chapter 20. Once God has spoken to all people after, you know, giving them an instruction, Ten Commandments, this was their reaction. Exodus chapter 20, verse 18 said, they trembled with fear. But the fear, how the Moses explained to them, is that after you hearing the Ten Commandments, just do not make distance from God. Get close to the Lord. Find out what is the Ten Commandments, how we should our life. Is it 20, verse 20, the fear of God will be with you. Pastor, what is the meaning by the fearing the Lord? Bible says, keep you from troubles, sinning. There is the fearing the Lord. Bible simply explains, everybody's asking, what is the fearing the Lord? What is the fearing the Lord? Is something is the best for everyone that we should keep away from sinning. Ten Commandments is our protection, keeping us from getting away from our Creator, our God. He is my God, my Lord. I honor my parents. You know, I do not lie. That is our protection. That is the fearing the Lord. Wise people chooses fear the Lord. Wise people chooses to keep them away from keeping a sinning. Holiness, because it says before Holy One, fear the Lord, fearing the Holy One, Holy God. That holiness keeps us from committing sins. That holiness, before the eyes of our life, we are seeing God as the Holy God. If we do that, the holiness driving us, dictating whatever I do on Sunday and Monday and Tuesday, in the way that I feel the Lord keeping me away from sinning. That is what it means, that holiness dictates whatever I do. After Sunday, we all kind of geared up and I want to live a pure, simple, clean, righteous life. And getting toward the end of weekend, like a Thursday, Friday, wow, Friday night, Friday evening, Saturday, we are asking, loving God, I need your love. You know, we can choose our God like a loving God as once a weekend and the Sunday and Monday we're choosing, you know, justice God or holy God. God is just one. He has all both attributes. So we have to just embrace that I love you, Lord, and also at the same time, I fear the Lord. Because you want me to be clean and holy as you are holy. I want to keep away from sinning. That is my fear of the Lord. That is the wise choices I can make. Every day, every day. So 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15. Be holy yourselves also in all your behavior. Well, I have to confess, I can't do that every time in all my behavior. Some people try to, holding the Bible looks like I'm a holy man. Some people, pray in front of many people. I pray every day. I read the Bible now and then. Is this what is telling me that in all I do, showing that I'm holy? What does that mean by holy? It's not something showing other people in a secret life and in anything that I do. So am I having this a thought that is not supposed to? Or am I really loving other people? You know, when I was really young boy, I have been waiting my father to come down, because he knows what I have made a bad choice. I wish, my father would forgive me that what I have done something wrong. When I scratched my father's car or something, I have done something wrong. First thing comes to my mind is, what my dad is going to do to me? My parents want me to be at home before dinner. And if I don't have mentioned anything about, being late, coming home, and I'll be in trouble. So I make a phone call. Daddy, Mom, I'll be a little late. Because you know the consequences of what you make, your choices. It's not biblical. It's not something, and you should not fear your parents. You have loved your parents. But thing is that what is principle? Coming home late is not good for me. You have to drive safely. That is protecting me. That is good for me. But first thought is that when I get home, whenever my father and mom comes back home, we know what's going to happen. Do we think about that every time before we make any decisions? Once you grew up, you're a teenager, you go to college, you don't even think about what the parents are thinking about you. You come home late. Well, Daddy, I was at the library. Daddy, I was so busy and I was so in a hurry, I just passed a red light. I'm an adult. I can make my own choices. But for most of us felt that, oh, I wish my son, my daughter understand that what is boundary, what is protection that God has laid out for our life. I wish my son and my daughter will fear the Lord, and then that fear of the Lord will keep them away from sinning. So only thing that I can do in the morning is that pray to the Lord. It says, I never stop praying to the Lord that you be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and spiritual understanding. That's most of parents, those children is away from home, they have their own family, they are adult, they are raising their own children. Only thing that we can pray about is that, Lord, I'm not telling them what to do, but they need spiritual wisdom. I wish I have shown that to my children. That is what I have lived my whole life. And hopefully they have learned from me or something. That is something that we really want our children to have, the greatest gift ever they can have. Well, we have learned it ourselves. So I want to live that life for the rest of my life. to show my children until I go back to my homeland, heaven. God has shown me this spiritual discernment, spiritual wisdom, how I made my choices. When I was young, I was still young. As I grew mature, you have seen your father, how he made his choices. Because they remember all the time. They're still watching us, how to make a decision that really compact, impact our children. So even though I'm a pastor, I read the Bible, I pray about it, and Lord, I know this is not right, but my desire is, I want this one, Lord. But think about your children. What a unwise choice you are making. I know it's not wise choices, but still, Lord, it's not a big deal, Lord. But still, you're going to have painful consequences. But Lord, it's still okay, Lord. Everybody's doing it. Don't tell me I'm a pastor. I'm a human being too. I wish I could do that too. You know, Bible doesn't tell, you know, what to do exactly in a certain situation. Because the Bible is not giving you every answer, every question we have. But what, how do we have that spiritual wisdom beside, you know, how to interpret this Bible? I only know a few verses. I don't know all the Bible story. I'm still don't understand. I don't even know the whole God's word. Away from that one, how I can get that kind of discernment? That is our question. That is my last question. Fearing the Lord brings peace. How? How? How I can get that, the discernment? It says, Romans chapter 8, verse 5. Those who live in accordance means you choose. According to what? This is how I choose. According to what the Spirit, spiritual wisdom, have their minds set on what the spiritual wisdom, what the Spirit desires, not my flesh is desires. Verse 6, Romans chapter 8, verse 6, 6 says that the mind governs by the flesh is death. How the fearing the Lord leads to peace, but the mind governs by the Spirit. The spiritual wisdom gives us life, gives us peace. That's why we need a spiritual wisdom. Whatever Spirit desires, that is my choices. Whatever my flesh desires, that is not my choices. That is the answer. That is the answer. Fearing the Lord brings us a peace. Fearing God to set my mind on what the Spirit desires will bring peace. Spiritual people make wise choices. Wise choices make us, all of us, be happy and gives us a peace. Do we make choices? Do choices make us? First, we need to pray that we need to make good choices. When we have spiritual wisdom, the spiritual wisdom is that Spirit desires, whatever Spirit desires, that will protect our lives. That will protect me and every one of us. Holy One wants those holy boundaries to be seen as protection to give us the best life, best life. We all know that in the 60s and 70s, we all know that what the young people thought that freedom, free sex, whatever. What was the result of the whole thing before marriage? Was their marriage was happy ever after? How's the divorce rate? We know the consequences. What was the 60s and 70s movement? Was so new and so thrilled, and everyone, yes, that is a new style of life. We can, American people, live that kind of life. But we see what is the consequences. We go through this difficult time. So God said it's protection. It's good for us. So how? It says, set your mind on what Spirit desires. Set your mind what Spirit desires. That is the only way we can fear the Lord. That is the only way we can fear the Lord. Another verse is talking about how we can set our mind on what Spirit desires. It's John 8:31. I mean, I really hold on to this Bible verse because I'm struggling too. I'm struggling every day, every day. Lord, how can I have that spiritual wisdom? Every time, how can I? John chapter 8, verse 31, if you abide in my word, spiritual wisdom, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Abide means saturate with God's word. You don't even give any gap, any moment that any flesh desire is pops up in your mind. Fearing God, keeping away from sin, as saturates what set on my mind, what Spirit desires, with the word truth, which will set you free. Set my mind on God's word. Saturate with God's word. Praying to the Lord, what is Bible is telling me? Give me the spiritual wisdom how I can keep away from sinning. Can you help me? Set me free from this flesh desires. Lord, help me, help me. Just go to church doesn't solve my problem. Just reading the Bible doesn't solve the problem. My mind has to be set on God's word. When I'm praising the Lord, my mind set on that lyrics. So what am I praising the Lord? What is it talking about? Is this my testimony when I'm praising the Lord? This lyric is my life. Lord, yes, Lord, I need you. I need you. Lord, that is me. My mind is set on God, saturate with the word, and that comes to me. And I just, oh Lord, my all the pressure is gone. Since I'm loving you, and I your word is so beautiful. Yeah, that is how I should do. Yes, I bless everybody. If they need, they are thirsty, just give them a water. If they need, they're hungry, I feed them with the food. No question about it. I just do it because that's what you're telling me. The Spirit is telling me this is what I do. I just say hi to everyone. Doesn't matter what is their reaction. My mind is so happy. That person hates me. My God, doesn't matter. My mind is free. I'm so happy. Because God loves me, and God is, that makes me to just say hi to everyone. Doesn't matter. That is something that I can feel. You know, when you're saturated with God's word, that is one that sets you free from all those thoughts. Flesh desire, it's just gone. It's just gone. Andy, we call him John sometimes. We had a Bible study, and he mentioned about, Pastor, this is so little. It's so tiny little. God is everlasting God. Compared to what God can do, and the little small, this, you know, some little pain. You know, when I set my mind on to God, you know, I am free. It doesn't matter. This little tiny pain is nothing compared to how much God has loved me. That is how God set us free. I wish every one of us can experience that throughout this whole week. And God has given us Emmanuel, Prince of Peace. As getting close to end of this 2024, I set my mind on God's word. I want peace, Lord. I really want peace. I want peace. And my children will have peace of mind. Help them to choose wise choices, Lord. That is all I want. That is a gift that I can give to my children. That is my only prayer, that I can pray for my children and my young adult people and this church. That is the message that has given us to choose, fear the Lord, that leading us and bring us peace. Fear the Lord. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of Holy One is a deep understanding. Keep away from sinning. Choose wisdom. Wisdom chooses fearing the Lord. Fearing Holy God brings us peace. Let us pray.